Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris, he is Rob on a TV theme song Thursday, and we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can follow Rob and me on social media as well. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter, ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on Twitter, RobParkerFSR on Instagram. We got Greg Jennings, Super Bowl champion, Fox Sports NFL analyst, joining us at the bottom of the hour. And then a special, not even a special edition, but another edition of Inside the Parker to wrap up the hour. So you want to keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio. We also want to announce before we get into this next topic, a new affiliate, Rob, Fox Sports Boise, 99.9 FM, Boise's new home for sports. The CEO, we want to shout you out, Daryl Carlton, and the operations manager, James Garner, and the PD, Todd Kimmel. So shout
Thank
out
you.
To Fox Sports Boise 99.9. And Rob, I've been to Boise.
I've never been to Boise.
Yeah, I had a good time there, and got a friend that lives out there and met some good people, so enjoyed my little stay, weekend stay in Boise, Idaho.
Is that what it was, a weekend stay? That's it?
I was there to speak at an event, and I probably came in on a Friday night and left on a Sunday morning or something like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of the middle of the country that I haven't been to yet, you know, and not that part of the country. I'm still, that's like the last part when I retire, and I see the rest of the country when I'm older. I always feel like I want to go as far away, Chris, as I can. And obviously, I've been to Antarctica and Australia and all that. Right. While I'm young, and as you get older, I'd rather stay in the United States and do a camp, you know, a trip in a camper or, you know, something simple.
I was going to say, you know what I'd like to do? Maybe my wife doesn't really like driving like I do, but I would like to drive the country. You know what I mean? Like, just
yeah,
if I got 2-3 weeks to drive across the country.
Right.
Yep. Stay in different parts of the country for a day or two, you know?
But tell your wife, you know, even if you're in a camper, Chris, and you guys are driving, you could still stop and stay at a hotel. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
no, yeah, well, we wouldn't be. I doubt we'd be in a camper. We would probably just be in a car.
Get a car and then stop
and then
at hotels, along the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, to make it comfortable. Because I'm with her. I don't know if I want to sleep in a camper. A bear might come, Yogi Bear, or somebody knocking on the door.
An RV. Yeah, no, exactly. I tell you what, though, Rob, and obviously, I mean, we used to drive with my kids long drives, and they got, and this is even, my kids are 23, so even they're a bit older now, but, you know, they had TVs in the car on the back, you know, back of my seat, my wife's,
we had none
so they're
of
watching.
That.
Man, I would drive, we would drive 10, 11 hours in a day. And got nothing but AM, FM radio that my parents are controlling. No Walkmans, no video games. You're just literally sitting there in the backseat for 10 hours. That's how I learned patience, all right? So anyway, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a TV theme song Thursday. Rob, speaking of Thursday, as I mentioned last segment, we got a big game tonight. We got the
and
Rams.
And I did put a couple of shekels down.
Seahawks.
I want you to know, so I did. I'm in a little bit of a losing streak. I've had some close. You know that. I've showed you my tickets.
Yeah.
Had a couple
you
of close
hot.
Ones.
You got full of yourself, and,
yeah.
and now
you know
you're
how it is.
In
it's
the
a humbling. It's humbling, dude. It's humbling.
And anyway, two weeks ago, the Carolina Panthers played on a Thursday night. And their star running back, Christian McCaffrey, got injured. And he pulled a hamstring. And I said at the time, I mean, he's had a lot of usage the last few years. Was it because he's been overused? Or is it something else, just a typical injury that can happen to anybody? He actually thinks it may have been or thinks it was due to him playing on a Thursday night. Because remember, right? Look, we talked about it. Seattle just had a big game Sunday against – the 49ers.
Right.
And yet, a few days later, they're back on the field, back at it. And so you don't get much of a break when you play on Thursday night. And McCaffrey thinks that that is not a good thing. Here he is.
It was extremely frustrating. I don't prefer Thursday night games. You really get 2 days to recover, and then one of those days is a travel day. You hop on a plane, you know, you're in a hotel, and then you go out and play in a football game. It's tough, but it is what it is. It's part of the game, and obviously frustrating. I think I'm not alone in this, but I probably argue against them. I can sit up here and complain. I'm not complaining. It is frustrating sometimes when, you know, you feel like something could have been avoided with a little more rest. You know, I'm sure if I got through that game 100%, I wouldn't be saying anything about it. So that's just me and my personal views.
Yeah, there it is. And obviously both teams, of course, played on Sunday. So it's not just Seattle. Both of them playing on a couple of days rest. What's your thoughts on Thursday night games, Rob?
We've talked about it. It's not ideal, Chris, but it's the way that they're going to squeeze as much money out of it. Because here's what people don't understand. The difference between having a game on Sunday and like a national game is a bigger payday. When they play those games on Sunday, they're regional games. You
right.
can't see every game. If I'm in Detroit, then I'm going to see the Lions game, or if I'm in, you know, that part of the country, right, the
right.
Lions are on. And if I'm a little further west, then the Bears are on. And
right.
I'm a little further west, then the Vikings are on. So those are all regional. When you do a Thursday or a Monday or Sunday, it's national, and that reaps more money in for the owners and the league because it's an even bigger piece of the pie when it's a national game. All the markets are getting it.
I'm absolutely with you that these games aren't going away. But I'm with McCaffrey on this. I mean, it's just shouting into the wind because it's not going to change anything. But he's right. And, Rob, this is yet another example of how I believe when the owners talk about player safety and health, they're full of hot air.
Yeah.
It's disingenuous. Because if you really cared about safety and health, you wouldn't have added a 17th game. and you
which was just
have
greed,
them playing.
Which was just greed.
Yeah,
there was nothing wrong with the NFL schedule, Chris. We don't need another game. Just really, it's just greed. That's all it is.
No, that's purely what it is. And this is too. You just spelled it out. This is about the loot. This is about the money. But McCaffrey is right. I mean, you play on a Sunday. Monday's pretty much, you know, a travel day. You got 2 days in between, essentially, to prepare and get ready for another brutal game on Thursday. It just is not fair to these players. I look, as a spectator, I love it. I'm going to be watching the game tonight. I'm going to be hyped about it. So it's great for us. But I would say this, Rob, even as a spectator, I mean, we got Monday night, we got Sunday all day, and Sunday night
now.
And
then Sunday night, yep.
And now we got the baseball playoffs, and then you've got NBA about to start. So if they didn't have Thursday night football, Rob, it wouldn't kill the viewers. You know what I'm saying? And again, I know this is a moot point because they're not taking it away. But I'm just saying, for player safety, I just think it'd be better if they didn't play these Thursday games. It just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And Rob, what good is it if a player gets injured, a star player gets injured? And this is the thing they got to worry about with the 17 games. What if a star player gets injured and misses the playoffs? And it can happen. It's football. It's a violent sport. It can happen at any time. But right. You're just increasing the chances. You're giving more opportunities for it to happen when you add a game and when you play on a Thursday night on short rest.
No doubt. I mean, but they don't care. Like, okay, there'll be some everybody can't get hurt, Chris. I'm sure that everybody won't be hurt. Some guys will get hurt, and they'll just have to shake it off. And they would tell you, you could get hurt in game one on the first play. You know, it doesn't have to be Thursday night or week 17. Hey, you could get hurt any. Sure. And that's fair. But you're right. More times you put yourself in harm's way, the more chances you have of getting hurt. The league was fine the way it was. I remember when it was 12 games, Chris. You know, like 12 or 14.
I definitely remember 14.
14.
I don't remember
right.
when it went from 12 to 14.
And it was different.
Probably like, early 70s. Yeah.
But it was fine. I mean, football season came and went, and it was great. And, you know, players didn't get it just seemed like guys had longer careers and played through stuff. You know, it just seemed like that.
Well, running backs, many running backs did. Many running backs did. There's no doubt about that. I mean, nowadays, a running back might be great for 3-4 years and then he fades away. You know, and not everyone, but a lot of guys, that's the trajectory. But I love the game. I love Sundays when, you know, now, obviously, with our show, with TV, I'm watching every game. I got the Sunday ticket. I got all games on the TVs. I love it. And the more football, the better in my mind. But I do think player safety should be of the utmost importance. And I look, they can say they've made some changes to the rules, which they have, and the game's not quite as violent and physical as it used to be. So I will give them that. But still, it still is what it is. It's a collision sport. And throwing these guys out there on 3 days rest, it just seems insane. It really does. And, you know, it is what it is. And McCaffrey was a casualty, but looks like, Rob, he's going to be able to come back. And he might even play Sunday. So that's good. He's a great player. And, Rob, Carolina... We're going to see. I mean, they had a big, great win over the Saints. They lost to the Cowboys, but that was without McCaffrey. He really is their offensive engine. So they might be for real. You know, they got the Eagles. They should win that game.
If they win, they got the Vikings. Yeah.
That'll be interesting. Yeah.
That's the one. The Eagles, you got to win. That gets you to 4-1, Chris. And then
the Vikings, and that's a very winnable. Then you got the Giants and Falcons.
Right. There you go. So you're looking at what? So 4-1, 5-1 if you win that Viking game. 6-1. You could be 7-1
right.
with a
At
great
worst,
chance.
You're thinking
6-2.
If you're legit.
Right. If you're legit. And if they could beat the Vikings. The Vikings right. are just, I don't know what happened to that team. They used to be a really good defensive team.
I think
team.
The Vikings are pretty good, but they just can't seem to catch any breaks. I think the Vikings are the toughest game they have coming up. They got the Eagles, Vikings, Giants, Falcons. So I say the Vikings are their toughest game of those four. But the Giants, you know, they showed a little life last weekend. We'll see if Joe Judge can get them going. All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Does the mere presence of Thursday night football prove that the NFL doesn't really care about player safety? We will continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
All right, it's the
You remember this, Chris?
Yeah, I remember this well. What I can't place the name though. What was
it? One Day at a Time.
Oh yeah, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. I
what
used
was
to
her
watch
name?
That.
Bonnie Franklin, I think, was the star.
Was
Bonnie
the mother?
Franklin.
That was
the mother.
The mother,
yeah.
And then the daughter, the two daughters. The one is still
Valerie Bertinelli.
Yeah,
was
she
one.
Was the really pretty one,
right?
And then the other one was McKenzie
yeah.
Phillips or something
yep,
like that?
Yep, McKenzie Phillips, yep. There
yeah,
you go.
She had the substance abuse issue.
Exactly. Right. And right. then what was the
Schneider.
Schneider was
Schneider
the
was the janitor.
Bad,
or the custodian,
building manager.
Whatever he was.
Right, right.
Yeah.
The building manager, right.
I mean, I'm telling you, Rob, again, we watched everything.
No,
you know, but what in the world am I doing watching one day at a time as a kid?
Well, Chris, we only had four channels.
I guess you know what I mean.
Either you were watching one day at a time, or you were looking at a wall in your room. Like there was nothing else on, like nothing.
Right. I mean, real talk. Because the more we all these shows from that era come up, and I'm like,
I saw that.
I remember that. You know. All right, we are brought to you the iCouple by one of our favorite cities. Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Every game, every match, every race, and every competition, it is always on. Whoever you root for, whatever sport you love to watch, the biggest games are even bigger in Vegas. So make sure to plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. 877. I'm
877-99 on Fox.
99 on Fox. All right, we're throwing it out to you guys. Do you think that Thursday night football is all about the money and they don't really care about the player safety? Your turn to win.
All right, Marty in Kentucky, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. How you doing, Marty? How's River?
Oh, River's a little sick today. We just got back from the doctor. He's got a fever. We're trying to nurse him back to health because basketball evaluations are Sunday.
He's
a hooper,
He needs to get well. Tell him that the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, or thinking about him, okay?
Yep.
Yeah, I'll tell him he was clear on his COVID test and his strep and several other things, so I think he'll be on the mend and probably ready to go Sunday.
Great.
Okay, but, good to see. Good to hear.
Yeah.
What you got on Thursday Night Football?
Yeah, we're talking about Thursday Night Football. I got distracted thinking about him, but Thursday night football obviously is about money, and the NFL is going to put money before its players because it's a typical business and it's about the money. But Christian McCaffrey's situation, Christian's also got to understand the extraordinarily large contract that he's got for a running back, and there's two that goes both ways, and he's got to be able to take the responsibility to say, hey guys, I'm not recuperated from last week. I either need to take less snaps or set this one out. Long term, it might be a better decision for me to let's say LeBron and Kawhi and company, load management.
Man.
This week.
Marty, say it ain't so. The last thing I want to see in the NFL.
We start doing that. I'm with you.
Thursdays. I'm just talking exclusively.
Oh, Thursdays.
If you're not ready and you're a key player, it may be more important for you to watch because football is much more physical than basketball.
Oh yeah.
If you don't
think
your body's ready come Thursday, it might be the team's best decision to either lower your snaps or set you out.
All right,
well,
Marty.
The NFL won't be happy with that if you're not legitimately hurt. But, I get where he's coming from. But, yeah, I don't even want that even starting on Thursday, Rob, because next thing you know, it's a Sunday here.
It's a Sunday game against Jacksonville. Well, I'll sit this one out. Mike in New York.
By the way, your boy Matt Stafford just missed it. I think it was Cooper Kupp. Missed him open.
Wide open.
Yeah, open. He had about
He had him right, and he missed.
Yeah, he beat the. He was open for sure.
Okay, Mike in New York, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mike?
Hey, man, thanks for taking my call. How you guys doing?
Doing
good,
great.
Man. How are you?
Not too bad. Just out walking the dog, listening to the radio show. Love it. By the way, you guys deserve a daytime spot.
Well,
hey,
thank
we
you,
appreciate
buddy.
That, brother. Yes. Thanks for the love.
So look, the world's kind of lost its mind lately, and common sense seems to follow suit. So I don't understand why they don't start the league week on a Thursday and then build in the bye weeks around that.
So you say they play a few games on Thursdays?
No, everybody plays a game on Thursday night. They work in the bye week after the Thursday night game.
Give the teams that played.
Yeah,
right.
But everybody doesn't play Thursday night.
You could actually
figure out something.
What you could do, you could give them the bye week. You should give them the bye week before the Thursday game. And then they still got 10 days before the next game. You see what I'm saying? So you give them a bye week before they play on Thursday. And then they play the following two Sundays from then.
Yeah, so, either way, before or after, just that they give enough room around it so that they can recover.
Right.
So
it just makes too much sense.
Right, Mike, I got
for them to do that. Yeah, it's certainly something they should do. All right.
Thanks
we got our
call.
Man Greg Jennings coming up in a moment, but first...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, thank you, Steve. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hit it!
Greg Jennings.
He sounds
y'all
sexy.
Think we frontin'. Y'all think we frontin'. Believe me, he's taking a break from a workout right now.
To join
us. He's been on the treadmill, the universal machines, the free weights for the last hour. He's taking a break just to share with us. He's a Super Bowl champion, world-class bodybuilder, Fox Sports NFL analyst, our friend Greg Jennings. What up, man?
What's up?
What's going on, guys?
We not wrong, are we?
You know, I'm actually taking care of my body, getting a little body work right now.
Yep, see.
What, you getting a rub down or something? What are you doing?
No rub downs, bro. You don't get rub. Who gets rub downs?
I need a rub down once in a while.
That means it's uncomfortable.
Hey, first things first. Do you have this Seattle game on? You've seen it. Are you down with these lime green uniforms? I don't know.
Absolutely.
Are you? Okay.
100%.
All right.
100%.
I'm not sure where I'm at on those. Okay.
Yeah, right. That's it. Look, you're if you're not in, then get out, period. I'm 100% in on them.
Hey, let's start. I want to start here with the Urban Meyer. I want to just get Greg's take.
Can I ask him about the Thursday night since we were there?
Okay.
And then, the Thursday night football, Greg, Christian McCaffrey was saying – he preferred not to have him. He thinks that might be why he injured his hamstring last week. You know, you got 3 days off after your Sunday game. How do you – I do feel like Thursday night football, as much as I enjoy watching it, is not good for the players. And it's just another example of how I don't think the league is that sincere when they talk about the health of the players, because I just think it's best to give players at least a week off physically.
Absolutely. Look, we always compare or liken football games to car wrecks. Think about getting into a car wreck on Sunday, and then you go and getting into another car wreck on Thursday.
Right.
Intentionally. Like, you just wouldn't advise that. You would steer clear of all traffic. You would try to avoid everything. But, as a player, you enjoy playing those games. It's all about taking care of your body.
National TV and all that, right?
It is. It's all about taking care of your body, but you got to be smart, and coaches have to work with the players, and they typically do. But this is a game that you play that from week to week, it really doesn't matter. You're going to get injured. It's a guaranteed thing that's going to take place if you continue to play the sport.
Let me ask you about the Urban Meyer situation, and we'll see how things play out. They have a big game against the Titans, who lost to the Jets, who I'm sure will be angry. But what did you make of just Urban Meyer? And obviously we saw the videotape and all the other stuff, and a guy who talks about character and not being a distraction. But just the idea of not flying back home with the team and kind of separating himself. What did you make of the whole scenario with that?
You can't do it. You can't do it. I get it, and I totally understand, going back home. Every player wants to do that when they play a game and it's their hometown or home state or they got a bunch of family. Every player would love to stay. Can I fly back separate from the team? And the first answer is absolutely not. Now, if you have a bye week, if we're going on a bye, we don't have a game, then it may be in consideration. They may give it some thought, but it's an absolute no. And so for me, if I'm a player and I know that I wouldn't be allowed to do that, and you are my coach and you're just calling the play and saying, yes, I'm going to do this, what kind of example are you setting? Right there. I'm not even talking about the situation. Just the
You're
idea
not talking about
of
the
him
bar.
Doing
right,
that.
Right.
Exactly. Like, just that, knowing how strict and how adamant organizations and clubs are with flying there as a team, it's a business trip. We always hear this. It's a business trip. Well, we went there to do business. We take care of business. We don't take care of business. We come back together, period.
So, Greg, if you're a former player, you've been in locker rooms all your life, do you think he's lost that locker room?
100%.
100%.
Wow. 100% already. Already. You think about the things that are coming out. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard for him to get his message across when in the back of everyone's mind, they're going to always be reminded of, man, you can't tell me this. You just did that.
Right.
There is no you. How are you going to discipline someone when someone should have been disciplining you?
Right. Right.
That is going to be his greatest challenge. So it's going to be really hard for Urban Meyer. His staff is going to have to lean. He's going to have to lean heavily on his staff and allowing them to kind of take the lead, if you will. Knowing that he's the head coach, but his staff is going to have to do a great job of taking the lead when it comes to enforcing the culture and what they want it to look like and what they want it to be. Because right now, Urban Meyer, you've kind of voided your slot.
Will we have to look at how they play the next week or two? Like, I just brought up the Titans situation. Like, if they get blown out or they don't seem like they're playing hard, will that speed up him being out of there? Like, if we see the next couple of weeks and they get blown out in every game and it doesn't look like they're into it, would that be a signal that he can't continue?
100%, that would be a signal, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay.
I don't think, knowing the guys that are down there, they're young, yes. They're trying to get it together and trying to learn how to win at all. It's way too early in the season for guys to just quit on a coach like that. Okay. Just for pride, ego, playing for one another, that's going to be their focus. In the locker room, that's just how it goes. Guys, we got to play for ourselves. If we don't lose, if we don't believe in a coach, if the coach has lost the locker room then plays for one another. That's just how it goes. It's like, man, we all we got, we all we need. Skip what the coach is saying. We got it.
All right. Let's go to Cleveland. What are you seeing from Baker Mayfield? He's obviously struggling. So that's the first part of the question. Second part, why do you think he and OBJ can't get on the same page? I mean, it's been two games only, but still, he missed him several times. He doesn't seem to be capable, at least to this point, of really utilizing OBJ, the way he's capable of being utilized.
I honestly think they overthink it. They really overthink it. And it started when Odell first arrived in Cleveland, and them trying to force him the ball, get him the ball in situations and in times where he could have been just really focusing on going through his progressions. And so now, naturally, you got a guy who's set out. He's been out for injury. Now he's back. You're missing Jarvis Landry, who is the best receiver on your team. So you're going to naturally want to get the ball in the hands of a playmaker, but it's one that, man, I've always tried to force it. I've always tried to force the issue, and other guys may even be a better option in some of the various moments. And so I think it's just one of those things where they're better off. And this is no knock on Odell, but as an organization, as a team, as an offense, they're better off without Odell because it hinders the progression of Baker. And you're not going to walk away from Baker and keep Odell.
Does Odell have to be with like a great quarter, a Mahomes, a Rodgers, somebody that's bigger than him? You know what I'm saying?
Well, was Eli bigger than him?
No, but and they had issues, at least at the end, when he was talking about Eli and he needed a better quarterback and all that. Remember that?
Absolutely. I just think Odell is a unique talent, man. He's one of those guys that he will make an offense better, but I just totally believe that in this situation, it is just Baker Mayfield wanting to force the issue, wanting it to work so badly to where they're pressing. And anytime, we know this in life, anytime you press and not let right. things just naturally happen and take its course, you're pretty much fighting resistance. And it's like, just relax. It's like me on this massage table getting worked on. If I don't breathe and relax, I'm fighting what is trying to take place.
Right, right. All right, that's our man, the world-class bodybuilder, Super Bowl champion.
I just want to make sure you're not at the same place that, Robert Kraft went to, right? I just want to make sure.
No, I'm at home with my wife. She's right up there.
See? Tell him, Greg. Tell him.
I'm just asking.
All right, man. Thanks, brother. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Greg.
Rob, you a fool, man.
All right, we got a sneak peek at this week's Inside the Parker podcast. And you know, I never miss Inside the Parker.
Because I never listen.
Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio Studios on a TV theme song Thursday. What is this? I know it's something from the 70s. Sound like the theme song to a blaxploitation movie.
It's a cop show. I would say it's not the streets of San Francisco. It's of that genre, Chris. You know, like 70s cop shows. Police
streets
woman.
Streets of San Francisco. Could Police Woman. Angie Dickinson.
Right. Whatever. All right, Alex. What is it, Alex?
This is The Rookies.
The Rookies. I know, cop show.
The Rookies. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. All right. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. All right. It's time for Inside the Parker.
Better
up.
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep them up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
As the postseason is underway, Yankees Red Sox Tuesday night, and of course, the Cardinals and Dodgers on Wednesday night in the wild card games. There's just one thing missing in the postseason. Some of the brightest stars, Ohtani and Trout from the Angels, both home. Tatis Jr. from the Padres, home. And, of course, Vlad Jr. from the Blue Jays, all at home watching and not playing. It's one of those things that you hate to see. You would love to see the best players in the game in the postseason having a chance to shine when everybody's watching on the big stage, but it just didn't happen. And definitely the Angels have two of the best players in the game, and they weren't close to making the playoffs, so that has to really change to be able to see these guys in prime time. It's a bummer for baseball, and now when you take a look at it, Judge and Stanton, two more stars, they're both out already after one game. So Major League Baseball will have to plot along without some of the biggest stars in the game this postseason.
Yeah, that's an interesting point made by Rob. We've talked about it before. And it's interesting. It's nothing new. One of my favorite players, Rob, growing up was Rod Carew, who was the awesome Hall of Fame hitter, right? He only made it to the playoffs four times.
I was going to say, yeah, we didn't see him on the stage. Chris, Ted Williams, one of the greatest hitters of all time, with the Red Sox being in the division with the Yankees. Ted Williams played in one postseason.
Of course, was when you had to win your league.
You had to win in order, right? And he played in the World Series. There was no playoffs.
Right.
You won the American League. Back then, people who don't understand, there were 12 teams, Chris. There were no divisions. You were in 12th place if you were in last place in the American League. So,
and if you had to win it to get to the playoffs.
And if you won the American League and had the best record, then you automatically went to the World Series. And so that's why the Yankees went eight times in 10 years in the 50s. Right. They had the best team. They won every year and went straight to the World Series.
Let me ask you this, because I think this is a question that will cause you to think. Because I know you don't want an expanded playoffs where, like, you got five teams in each league that make it. You don't want seven or whatever it might be.
Right.
But, Rob, that would get more stars in the postseason. And expanded playoffs hasn't hurt, in my view, it hasn't hurt the other leagues. The NFL just expanded again recently.
Yeah, but the only difference, and I hear what you're saying, but baseball plays twice as many games. You got to be careful not to make the regular season. If you expand it to half the league, say 16 out of 30, then you could say I could save my Yankee money. The Yankees are going to be one of the 16 best teams, and I'll just wait. You know, I'm just saying I don't have to see the whole season. Or if I'm the Dodgers.
I don't have to see it now.
No, I know. But you know what I'm saying. The Yankees needed the whole season, Chris. They didn't make the playoffs till the last week.
Right. Nah, it's interesting. I mean, baseball is such a long regular season.
It's 162. Yeah, it's just
cut it down. I know they won't, but 130 games were there. And then have a longer postseason.
You know who just said that? Chuck D. Just put that out. He's a big baseball fan. Yep.
What
he just put that out, Chris. Exactly what you said. Like 140 games and a bigger playoffs. It was coming off of last night and how excited he was about last night's game, saying we should have more of those.
I agree.
Right. That's what he said.
I agree. I think that'd be great. But you know, like you said, they're not going to do it.
Too much money.
They're filling in the stands for 162 games. Why would you go to shorter games? Fewer games, but all right, we got an hour left. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. You know what to do. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.